interesting story that'll affect all of us as our tires get smarter. Why not? The car's pretty smart. Now our tires are getting smart. But before I ask our WJR senior news analyst about that, he also happens to be our WJR senior sports analyst at this point because he handles sports wrap on the weekends. Chris Renwick is back with us. And I needed to just bring up the story that's getting a lot of attention nationwide on the news, television, radio, in the newspapers, and that is the Raiders' Carl Nassib, first NFL player to come out and say, active NFL player, say he's gay. I actually find that amazing. I didn't realize this was a first, Chris.
Yeah, it's a first in the sense that this is an active player on a roster. If you remember a few years ago, a player by the name of Michael Sam, he was a linebacker, I believe linebacker, defensive end for Missouri. And he came out ahead of the draft and came out and said he was gay. And at the time, you know, he was a pretty good college player. So his pro aspirations seemed pretty good. They seemed pretty lofty and seemed like he was going to be somebody who was going to be around in the league for a while. Well, he fell to the seventh round, was drafted late and played in the preseason, but never made the active roster. And when you're in the draft, when you're talking about late round picks, it's not uncommon that those players don't always make the team. And so the big news here for Carl Nassib is that he is a player. He's a player that's been on three different NFL teams, currently plays for the Los Angeles Raiders. Still weird to say that. I always defer to the Oakland Raiders, but now they're in Los Angeles, or excuse me, Las Vegas. And so with all of that being said, it's a big deal in the sense that this is an active player on the active roster and that the NFL is actively supporting him. And I think that's great to see.
Well, it is. And as you have said in the past, not a surprise, but great to see. And we're glad that that's going along. It seems to be getting a lot of attention this morning, so I didn't want to pass up on that. I love good car tires. I love Bridgestone because I love Shannon Quinn, who's the president of OEM sales at sure. Bridgestone, America's Tire Operations, and they're a big part of my Paul W. Smith Golf Classic coming up in August by providing fabulous presence for our golfers, which means we don't have to spend money that's for the kids.
I still have the Bridgestone golf bag from your outing a couple years ago.
Well, I'm glad that you do, and I hope you'll join us again in August. Meanwhile, I'm sure I could talk to Shannon Quinn about this in detail, and maybe down the road we will, but there really is a move toward these smart tires that are rolling out and communicate with your smartphone. Tell us about that story.
Yeah, and look, it's not a surprise. The technology on our phones are incredible, and your phone has the ability to do all sorts of crazy cool things, especially, like you mentioned, as it comes to your car, and now you can add one more things to your list, because how about getting an alert from your tires, perhaps when road conditions are conducive to a possible issue like a flat? Yeah, it's becoming a real possibility as a number of companies are working on this intuitive technology. Pirelli, for example, the Italian tire manufacturer, says they envision a scenario where tires can actually sense the changes on the street. They can predict hazardous situations and then can intervene if necessary. So you'd be talking about sensors in the tires or on the outside of the tires, usually on the back. And then that will alert an app on your phone or alert your vehicle if you've got, you know, a certain specifications on your vehicle when there's an indication of potential danger or damage. Now, some of these next generation tire sensors actually are already out there on the roadways. Generally, primarily now, they're being used on large trucks that transport goods. And they're making their way into high-end consumer vehicles, too, like McLaren recently announced that they are later this year going to be putting these hybrid or putting these particular tires loaded with computer chips on one of their hybrid supercars. And they'll warn you if you're approaching the tire's maximum speed rating.
That's, of course, assuming they can get computer chips.
Yeah, fair enough. Right. One of the other big time tire manufacturers, Goodyear, says they're bringing this tech to tires in some light commercial vehicles like package delivery vans. And that product serves as a step in the direction, most likely, to add connectivity to all their tires by 2027. So that means, Paul, your car, if you end up driving Goodyears at some point, could have that technology in 6 years. It's wild to think about. And if you're driving around this morning or you're listening, you're thinking, well, what's this going to cost me? Goodyear says not very much. This type of system you'd be looking at, talking about the tires, the sensors, and the software for a new vehicle, $96 a year. And like you mentioned, you talked about Bridgestone. Goodyear and Pirelli aren't the only tire manufacturers occupying this space. Continental, Michelin, and Bridgestone all getting into the smart tire mix as well, Paul.
You know, it occurs to me, Chris Renwick, WJR senior news analyst with us, it occurs to me there is a generation or two now that never experienced a flat tire. We don't get flat tires like we used to, A. And B, never experienced the car just not running. You know, sure. I remember when we had to take the air filter off and open the carburetor. I mean, does this make me sound prehistoric? I guess it does, but I remember those days. And those days are long gone because of all the great technology and the great minds of American manufacturers, and most specifically right here in Detroit, for our automobiles. They're better than ever. And it would only make sense that since the one thing that every car has in common is the rubber they ride on, that rubber, those tires, would become smarter too. And those tires now can tell you how you're driving. They can sense it, where you're driving, how quickly the tire is wearing down. This is all good news.
Well, yeah. And I mean, think of it like this too, Paul. So I'm a relatively young guy. I don't know. What am I? 33, 32, something like that. Who's counting?
I think you should know better than me.
Yeah. but I'm even at the point where I remember our cars growing up. We didn't have automatic door. I mean, you had one key and it opened your door. You had to stick it in the door, open the door. You had to stick it in the trunk to open the trunk. Now my vehicles have buttons. They have fobs and I know yours do too. And so when you think about the, just in the last 30, 40 years where cars have come, I don't know if you tell somebody back in 1982 that, hey, we're going to have computer chips in our tires and they're going to text your phone. They're going to send you a message on your cell phone that you don't even know exists yet. And they're going to tell you that you're going to run into some problems up here. I mean, and in terms of anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world where this technology would be put to the test, it's here in Michigan because our roads tend to be kind of a mess sometimes. So if these tires can alert you to some danger coming up here, they'll work anywhere.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, that's all good news and happy to hear it. Yet another innovation and achievement in the automobile industry that for the longest time didn't get the respect it deserved, being the highly involved computer and the number of computers that are in vehicles today doing things, making things work correctly.
Yeah.
And they only get better. Yeah.
Yep. You got it.
Chris, do you know how old you are now?
What
am I? I don't know. 33, 34. You know, really? You should know.
My three-year-old makes me feel a lot older, so who knows at this point?
Well, your three-year-old will one day make you feel much younger.
Good point.
As time goes on. Chris Renwick, WJR senior news analyst, of course, sports rap host as well.